The U.S. Secretary of State has contradicted President Donald Trump in offering dialogue with Iran with no preconditions.
The president wants to meet with folks to solve problems. If the Iranians demonstrate a commitment to make fundamental changes in how they treat their own people, reduce their malign behavior, can agree that it's worthwhile to enter in a nuclear agreement that actually prevents proliferation, then the president said he's prepared to sit down and have the conversation with them.
There were reports last week.
Pompeo, in an interview with CNBC, accused Iran of launching missile attacks on Saudi Arabia and arming people in Iraq and Syria, as well as Lebanon's Hezbollah. Pompeo's interpretation of Trump's no preconditions offer came just 2 hours after the U.S. president's comments. On Monday, Iran ruled out the possibility of talks with America, saying Washington could not be trusted. Tensions have been running high between the two countries ever since Trump withdrew from the 2015 Iran nuclear deal in May.
Tensions between Tehran and Washington have taken a turn for the worse over the past few weeks, with U.S. and Iranian officials exchanging threats and warnings. However, in contradiction to his recent anti-Iran rhetoric, U.S. President Donald Trump is now saying he is willing to meet with top Iranian officials anytime without preconditions.
Do you have preconditions for that meeting?
No preconditions, no. They want to meet, I'll meet. Anytime they want. Anytime they want. It's good for the country, good for them, good for us, and good for the world.
Less than 10 days ago, the U.S. president threatened Iran on his Twitter account with hardships that he said few in history had experienced. He also warned Washington would no longer tolerate tough language from Tehran. Trump's threats were in response to statements by his Iranian counterpart Hassan Rouhani, who had warned the U.S. against any military action, saying the war with Iran would be the mother of all wars. Trump's fiery tweet was then dismissed by the Iranian foreign minister, who said Tehran was unimpressed by such threats. Mohammad Jawad Zarif said Iranians had heard similar threats for 40 years. Now, political analysts say the new U-turn by Trump is yet another instance of his erratic policy decisions.
U.S. foreign policy has always been based on caution and careful consideration and negotiation to the nth degree. And now we have a president who seems to just make things up as he goes along. I would be very cautious if I were Iran with this offer.
Bottom line is, we don't know where this president stands. Let's keep in mind, Iran negotiated with the United States in a long, tedious negotiation, reached something called JCPOA, Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. However, Mr. Trump decided to pull out of it in May of this year. Now, what the president is saying doesn't make sense. Good
feeling. Trump's contradictory signals come despite repeated announcements by Tehran that it would not hold talks with the United States. Earlier on Monday, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Bahram Ghassemi said Washington had persistently been hostile toward the Islamic Republic and shown that it cannot be trusted. He has stressed that the conditions were not right for negotiations with the United States. On May 8, Trump withdrew Washington from the 2015 nuclear deal signed between Iran and the P5 plus one group of countries, saying it was flawed to the core. Washington later urged its allies to cut to zero all oil imports from Iran by November or risk facing sanctions. The announcement prompted the Iranian president to suggest that Tehran could strike back by stopping the flow of oil out of the region.